We like each other. Actually, we love each other. We think well of each other. We speak well of each other. Every once in a while there are little incidents, but generally speaking, we treat each other well. So in such an atmosphere where there is no conflict, there is no dislike, there is no hatred, there is no jealousies, there is no I am better than you, there is peace and quiet and beauty and comfort. In a way, it is paradise on the face of the earth. When it is like that, as we sit here and I look at you and you look at others, we feel as if we are sitting in a nice garden with flowers, ponds. And in places where people are in competition, when people wish to be better than others, where there are jealousies, where there are dislikes and hatreds, where there is gossip, where people criticize each other, it is as if the person who you dislike and who you criticize turns into a poisonous thing, a scorpion. And where he is, in such a community, such a place, it's like hell. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, if you do good, you are the one who benefits from it. And if you do evil, you are the one who suffers from it. And in a hadith, it is said, whatever good comes to you is from Allah, whatever bad comes to you is from yourselves. We make our own paradise and our own hell. Now, on the other hand, I'm going to say when Shaitan al-Layin did what he did to our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and caused his being thrown out of the garden, he put the blame on Allah Ta'ala. He said, I didn't do it because I can't do a thing. You do for us. We can't do anything. And because he said that, he was cursed till the end of time. But what kind of a punishment and what kind of a curse it is, that when he asks permission to Allah, from Allah Ta'ala, to lie and cheat to us and take us away from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala permitted him to do so till the end of time. While Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, for the sin which he did, he said, he has done it himself. O Lord, I have tyrannized myself, said he. And he was forgiven. Now I said that we do our own paradise or hell, both in this world and in the hereafter. And so does Allah Ta'ala tells us that it is so. On the other hand, there is this question. Are the actions of the human being their own? There is a branch in Islam, Mu'tazila. They believe that man is responsible of his own actions and he does his own actions without the influence of Allah Ta'ala. Few weeks ago, if you remember, I talked about inspirations. Does anybody remember what did we say? May I see your hand? Nobody remembers? So I will not speak anymore if nobody remembers what I talk about. Really, nobody remembers? Nobody remembers that I said that if in the morning you go to the bathroom even, or you eat your breakfast even, or you go to your job or whatever, we do, it is always initiated by an idea. Now do you remember? Wow. Because I think that was something which was very important. An idea comes from somewhere. And we go to the bathroom. An idea comes from somewhere. We eat our breakfast. An idea comes from somewhere. We go to our job. An idea comes in the job and we do whatever we have to do in our jobs. Without those ideas, we can't do anything. So then, the initiation of things which men do come from what some people call inspirations and almost compare it to revelations, which comes to the Prophet. Now, an idea came to me to speak to you tonight about this matter of whether men can do or cannot do and depending on whether we can do what we do or not, we create our own paradise and hell, both in this world and in the hereafter. This idea came to me to talk to you about, and I remembered that ayat and the hadith and checked it from the books, and now I am speaking to you. Now, whether this speaking to you will create a benefit to the speaker or to the one who are spoken to, in whose hand is it? You see, you all have ears. You all do remember certain things. But for instance, you tell me you don't remember what I talked to you about, I think it was 2 weeks ago. In whose hand is it? You're not deaf. You're not dumb. You call yourself Muslims and dervishes. So you do come here on Saturdays instead of going to the bar. So obviously you have a desire to learn something and to do something, hopefully right. But in spite of that, either, like my wife puts at night, she puts ear stoppers. Someone puts ear stoppers or makes you forget. And again, the same entity not only may open your minds and make you hear, but put it into practice and profit from it. We made our prayers, and soon the Azan came, we will make our prayers again. Now we are making our prayers, some people are not. Why are the ones who are not doing their prayers, they are not doing their prayers? And why are the ones who are doing their prayers, are doing their prayers? Now it is an activity. Looking at it from outside, it appears to be an activity in vain. I mean, 5 times a day, the Muslims spend time going up and down and saying certain things. The gratification is not immediate, because many of our actions You see, we go to work, we get paid. We go to the bathroom, we are relieved. We go to and eat our breakfast, you know, we are satisfied. But in prayer, we do it because we are told to do it, and we do it. We hope that we will receive some gratification sometime. But that gratification is delayed. It's delayed, really, for a long time. The gratification is delayed till the day of Last Judgment. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he who makes his salat as it should be made, that action should prevent you from doing wrong in this world. So then if we are Muslims and if we are doing our prayers properly, we benefit from being an honorable member of the society. A nice guy. Thus, we are safe from being hated by people or hurt by people. Now, who creates these benefits? And in the opposite case, if we do not do our prayers, who creates these punishments? You see, every action has a reaction. Are they really in our hands? And to put it in very simple terms, we do things first with this, most of the time, with the gray cells. We do things with this, like I am doing now. And we do things with that. We take and give. And we do things with our feet. We go and come from places, and there are various other instruments we do things with, which you understand what I am talking about. Whose hand this really is? Whose mind is this really is? Whose eyes, whose nose, whose ears, whose feet are all these things which we do things with, which we call our own? Did you make them yourselves? Or did you, mothers and fathers, or somebody else make them for you? Allah Ta'ala says, again another hadith you could see, my servant comes close to me with extra ibadat, and I love him, and he loves me, and I become his hands with which he holds, I become his eyes with which he sees, I become his tongue with which he speaks, says Allah Ta'ala. So neither the idea is ours, comes to us, nor the brain which receives that idea and translates it into speech or into action is ours, nor the hands with which we do thing is ours, nor the tongue is speaking which is ours, nor the ears with which you hear is ours. Man, human being, actually everything, is a tool in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. He is the pen in the hands of the poet which writes the poem. He is the brush in the hand of the painter which paints the painting. He is the computer with which the scientist works, which creates things. Where is the responsibility of the tool? The responsibility of the tool is when it is heedful and that he knows that he is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. None of us do. We think we do things by ourselves and therefore we are responsible. No, you are not responsible. You are only responsible when you realize that you are but a tool in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And when we pray to Allah Ta'ala, as I often do, O Lord, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness. I really don't mean that when I am lighting this cigarette that I should know that I am lighting this cigarette. True heedfulness is to be able to know, not only believe, to know that we, as well as the wheat, one goes, 100 comes out. It has nothing to do with the wheat. When the orange tree produces oranges and cannot decide to produce apples instead, he is also, it is also a tool in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And we are neither more nor less tools in the hands of our Lord. And the real believer, the real Muslim, is the one who knows it. But not knows it as ilm al-yakin, because I tell you so. By the way, it is not me who is telling you so. It is Rumi who is telling all those things which I am telling you tonight. So it is not just hearsay. The day you will know whatever you are doing is but you are a pen or a computer or a hammer or a sword or whatever the doctors use in the hand of Allah Ta'ala, then you are responsible. Then you are a human being, then you are a real believer, then you are a real Muslim. For the time being, we are all trying to be a real human being, a real believer, and a real Muslim. May Allah Ta'ala keep us on the straight path.
Amen.
The calligraphers. A new one, and precisely their art depends on really their feeling. As they're holding the pen in their hands, then they feel that they are the pen in the hand of the real writer. And then you see something really incredible comes out. But whether we are conscious or not, this is how it is. But then we are nothing but a hammer or a pen or a computer, which we are not. We are Allah's prime creation. Assalamu alaikum. The first step in the path of heedfulness is humbleness, is to believe that I really am nothing. And I cannot do anything by myself. And when I sick, I get cured by him. And he's the one also who makes me sick. When I am strong, that strength is not mine but his. That when I am knowledgeable and I am wise, it's got nothing to do with me, but the reflection of his wisdom and of his intelligence. When you thus come close to what is written on the wall there, Hitch, when you are becoming more and more nothing, when the glass is empty, there is space to be filled. But when it is filled with dirt and excretion, there is nothing you can put on it. So the first step is really to empty oneself of oneself. Ah, but can I function like that? Indeed. And you will function wonderfully like that. Because the one who does for you does only the best for you. Yeah. That's what they say. Hala sigara içiyorum, kahve içiyorum. Oh. Boğazın nasıl?
İyi elhamdülillah.
İyi. Ama hala devam ediyor. E lazım. Lazım. Çoluk çocuk herkes iyi.
İyiler efendim. Ellerinizden efendim.
Çocuklar büyüdü.
Büyüdü. Üniversiteyi bitirdiler. Üniversiteyi bitirdiler.
Ha.
Yine devam ediyor bir tanesi. Tıp okuyor.
İş buldu.
Tıp okuyor bir tanesi. Devam
ediyor. Tıp okuyor. Ha.
Öbürü de ikinci üniversite okuyor.
Hı?
İkinci üniversite okuyor. Hı. İlahiyat. Şimdi.
Bu kaç yaşında?
21.
Ha, o da üniversitede.
Evet.
İkisi de evde hala. Yoksa çıktılar.
İki tanesi İstanbul'da.
Tıp okuyan
kişi. İstanbul'da.
Ha, nerede?
İstanbul'da okuyor.
İstanbul'da okuyor. Ha, ne güzel. Ha, bedava.
Bedava. Yani burs verdiler.
Burada olsa yandıydık.
Evet.
Ha. Görüyor musun? Akıllı.
Evet.
Zulkarnain is my military service friend. Like people who do military service together, they never forget each other and their friends forever. So he's the one who I went with to Kosovo during the war. And we did some things, I think, little, and we continue doing. Herkes vikir vikala oldu. Ha?
Kendileri ne oldular?
Ha?
Kendileri ne oldular?
Kendileri ne oldu dediğin gibi. Ha? Bizim Kolosnikov'la neydi ismi?
Tur.
Ha?
Tur.
O ne yapıyor?
O da şey oldu.
Bir defa o Müslüman oldu. Yani alakası yok. Hatırlıyorsun,
evet.
Namazlık verdi. Hacca gitti, hacca gitti filan. Evet. Bayağı sofu oldu galiba.
Şu anda Sağlık Bakanlığı'nın şey oldu. Müsteşar.
Allah Allah. Ha, elhamdülillah. İyiler ama.
Elhamdülillah.
O çocuk çok iyiydi. Yani ailesi de iyiydi.
Aynen.
Allah selamet versin.
Amin.